This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
I was a very peculiar doctor in those days, trying to find treatments for diseases that hadn't existed until other doctors invented them. Now I'm the only game in town.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where acronyms are A-OK. I am your host, Stimulator, and if things weren't bad enough, now that Operation Bomb of All Motherfucking Afghanis is underway, the motherfucking incompetent masturbating monkeys of the corporate media claim that the swine flu, or N1H1, started in Mexico. Piece of shit right-wingers didn't miss a beat to spew their venom against the hard-working immigrants that clean your toilets, cook your meals, mow your lawn, pick your fruit, care for your kids, and all in all keep the U.S. economy from total motherfucking collapse.
If you want to get that epidemic into this country, get it going real good and hot south of the border. And, you know, then just spread a rumor that there's construction jobs available somewhere.
Well, these sorry SOBs were hiding out on May Day as hundreds of thousands of potential carriers of the deadly NAFTA flu took to the streets to demand that their human rights be respected.
What would happen without immigrants as far as the U.S. workforce goes? Things would grind to a halt.
NAFTA, otherwise known as Numerous Anglos Forcing Trade on the Americas, is a virulent strain of killer capitalism ejaculated into the world by Billy Clinton. But the NAFTA virus has mutated into the more powerful Super Pork Pandemic, or SPP. The SPP is not only extremely harmful to humans, but also to the planet as it seeks to expedite resource extraction, or to put it plainly, cut a shitload of trees down and create a vast wasteland in Alberta in order to extract oil from the motherfucking tar sands. Variations of these viruses include the flatulent toxic ass ammonia, or FTAA, and the Colombia-Canada Free Trade Agreement, otherwise known as the Coconut Influenza.
Oh, take off, you hoser!
But never fear, my fellow slaves. Ninja revolutionaries worldwide are working around the clock on a cure against these colon-destroying ailments by prescribing total revolution everywhere in solidarity over non-unity.
Journey got holes in his shoes and his jeans hella dirty. Smile on his face with a wealth not worldly, with a style and a grace that got all these heads turning. High hopes, high debts and pockets they burning with no dope, high stress in the streets discerning through all the false hope and the lies they feed to you, trying to build a future out of something feasible. But average income to some is just unreachable. Me living like a cross of Che and Pinheiro, resembling them both in that same scenario. Survivor of the third world since he was a day old. You learn to bundle up when you heat your house with a stove. Same house as a home for like 20 of your folks. Yo, I grown between a war-torn family that came to America and still don't understand me. Why? Cause I just won't settle for they money or they schools. I care about my life more than American rules. Not just to be a fool, but look what it's doing to you. Africa's dying and we all just trying to move from Seattle to Soweto, all African ghettos, LA, Palestine, and the body sold mine. The Yankees, Chiapas, they just can't stop us. To add, this is Marva, don't you forget Rwanda. Brooklyn, Planet Raw, cause the belly of the monster. Senegal and on to Haiti and the DR. Everywhere that we are, to anywhere that we are. Still living like the third world, even in the first.
Some of my viewers have asked me where I fall within the political spectrum. Am I left or right? Democrat or Republican? Coke or Pepsi? Aussie or Dio? The answer is that I'm neither of these things. I believe the world is too complex to put people in little boxes, and in the end, the greedy motherfuckers who rule our slave asses love it that we're totally fucking divided. These days, you can't be a 9/11 truther who believes that global warming is partly caused by man, because it doesn't fit the current political classifications. Or you can't be pro-gun ownership while being pro-immigrant. It confuses people. And some peeps freak the fuck out when you step outside their preset political boundaries. I've said it before and I'll say it again. These little divisions keep us from coming together and taking care of the motherfuckers who are wrecking the planet, and allow them to continue ass-fucking us with a Megadeth dildo wrapped in sandpaper with no Vaseline. You know what I'm saying? But to further answer your question, if I had to pick a political philosophy that more closely describes my values, I would say that I'm a motherfucking anarchist. You know, like the guy in V for Vendetta.
Here comes the crescendo!
Yes, it's beautiful.
Go!
But seriously, the motherfucking crack-smoking mainstream media has been giving anarchists a bad rap. So in order to set the record straight, I bring you Alan Antliff, a professor at the University of Victoria and author of Only a Beginning, an anarchist anthology. Hey, Prof, how the fuck are you?
Good.
So what the fuck is anarchism?
Anarchism's a philosophy, political philosophy, which believes that we can organize our societies cooperatively and non-hierarchically. It calls for systems of self-governance and self-rule, where there's no one telling us what to do, rather we approach the social problems and challenges and issues that we face as a society collectively and cooperatively and without someone else telling us how to run our world.
But aren't all anarchists a bunch of bomb-throwing maniacs?
I thought about it, but no. No, anarchists have been involved in all sorts of cooperative ventures, from guerrilla gardening to info shops to cooperative housing, things like this. There's this whole constructive side to anarchism, which the media usually don't pay attention to because they're more focused on marketing violence, which they're, you know, very good at doing. If it bleeds, it leads, I think, is one of the slogans in the media. And as far as violence goes, if you take a serious look at it, where does a lot of the violence in our world emanate from? It emanates from governments, institutions associated with governments like armies. Just do a list in your head of the last series of wars and who enacted those wars? Where did all that pain and suffering come from? Did it come from anarchists?
So if anarchists are against governments, are anarchists against police?
Police, police is a curious institution because, I mean, there have been instances of self-policing. Actually, in our day-to-day lives, we cooperate with people that we meet all the time. There's ways in which our entire society is organized anarchically, that is, without coercion. Because ask yourself, is a cop following you around the grocery store every time you buy something? Do you know any people who just had a newborn baby, for example, that refused to feed it, clothe it, and shelter it because they couldn't make money off it? You know, I mean, there's different forms of policing and coercion that happen economically and also politically. But in an anarchist society, we'd be governing ourselves. And presumably, in instances where people are engaged in antisocial behavior, we'd come up with non-coercive and constructive ways of dealing with that behavior without this institution of police that run around tasering people, killing people, sometimes beating them up.
What the fuck is up with the Spanish Civil War?
Spanish Civil War is the product of a crisis where a General Franco, rebelled against the institution of a Republican government and tried to force fascism down the throats of the people of Spain. And so within the Republican side of the Spanish Civil War, there was this very powerful anarchist movement organizing through a union called the CNT that had millions of participants. And so when the Civil War began, the anarchists began organizing. They self-organized factory production, production of food, managing the city. But there were also anarchist communes set up in the countryside where the peasants took over the land from the private ownership of these large landholders and began farming for themselves to benefit their community as a whole. And so historically, the Spanish Civil War, which lasts from 1936 through to 1939, has been strongly identified with anarchism because society was reorganized behind the Republican lines along anarchist principles.
Thanks, Prof. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Big ups to the following peeps for helping make the shit real. Joe, Troy, Carl, Micah, Ben, Matt, Joseph, Kenneth, Charles, Lewis, Mark, Ricardo, Greg, Michael, Keith, Jay, Wes, John, Andrew, Mounty, Leah, Dylan, Richard, Jeremiah, Flynn, Jacqueline, and Mohammed. Grazie. I'm off on a West Coast tour in the month of May, so visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv, to find out the motherfucking deets. Ay, malvada.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.
Yes, it's beautiful. Ha ha ha.